Talking Business on Radio Q. Joining me now is Andy Friedman, who's the founder of One Job, Two Minds.
G'day, good morning. Andy. Hi.
Tell us what One Job, Two Minds is.
Yeah, sure. Well, One Job, Two Minds is Australia's first job share recruitment and job share coaching business. So we aim to simplify job sharing and make it an everyday reality in corporate Australia.
So do you, when somebody wants to hire someone, you give them two people?
I would like to give them two people, but job sharing works in many ways. So I guess the business problem that I'm looking to address is employee retention and employee engagement, and looking at women in senior leadership positions. So, you know, how do we retain our women so that they reach those senior leadership positions?
Right. So does that involve job sharing?
Well, not always, but job sharing is one solution to helping women reach senior leadership positions, definitely.
So you're doing both recruiting and consulting, is that right?
Sure, yes, and coaching.
What does coaching involve?
Well, coaching involves, organisations will come to me saying, Andy, I've got this amazing talent who has come back from maternity leave. She's looking for 3 days of work per week, but I need full coverage for the role. So can you find a job share partner for this person? But that's only one piece of the puzzle. The next piece of the puzzle is coaching these two individuals so that they form a real partnership. So I call it merging them from I to we.
Right.
The coaching piece.
So you're coaching the workers, the staff?
Sure, yeah, right. The two individuals so that they become an amazing partnership together.
So I once hired, when I was in a position of leadership, a job-sharing pair.
Yeah.
One of the women was 3 days, the other was 2 days.
So up front you hired two individuals?
No, well, they presented themselves as a double.
You're amazing. You are so innovative and progressive, and you get it. Because what you would have got with those two individuals is so much more than you would have got in one person. Is that what you found?
Well, I needed the 5-day coverage.
Yeah.
And they were. They said, well, we'll come as a package. Mm. So I said, fine, that's great. But the thing is, and they were terrific. They were pretty closely matched in the sense that they were both
skills and experience, and
similar skills, similar experience, same age.
Motivations were similar.
Yes, except they were different.
Yeah.
And they were quite. I mean, it wasn't that one was better or worse than the other, so much as they had different skills.
Yeah.
Really, when it came down to it, and different motivations.
Yeah. So they weren't matched correctly.
So that's what you would do, is it?
Exactly.
You would match them. You would help them to become more matched.
I will ensure that through my recruitment process, I've found a great partner, because that's where organisations have made mistakes in the past. They might have two individuals wanting to work part-time and they'll match those two individuals up, but they might not be a compatible team or a compatible pair.
So what makes a compatible pair?
Well, it's about each individual needs to be able to perform the role amazingly individually. So they need to have the right skills, the right strengths, the right cultural fit. But in addition to that, they need to have similar career aspirations, and also they need to be the right personality. So, for example, if you're someone who's really competitive, perhaps you've got a really large ego, you're not going to be able to share success, then job sharing's not for you. But if you're someone who is able to share success and is a really strong collaborator, and for you the value of maintaining a career and continuing your career trajectory, and then having that time away from the office where you can focus on, if it's a woman, focus on your family. If it's a man, might be, you know, an entrepreneurial pursuit or whatever the reason for job sharing is. If you're someone who values that, then job sharing's for you.
But it's a different kind of collaboration. I mean, usually when you're talking about collaboration, it's two people working in at the same time, together, collaborating with each other. But with job sharing, they're in the office at the different times.
Well, ideally,
how does that collaboration work?
So ideally, there is overlap. So whether it be 0.5 of a day overlap or a full day overlap together.
Why?
Well, because it's really important for them to have time in the office together, so that they're able to, you know, have that handover, but also conduct, you know, important meetings together, perhaps team meetings, have some time together for collaboration. But the collaboration is also, and this is where coaching comes in, it's about setting up the partnership well so that the communication systems are in place, and that's also the collaboration I'm talking about. So for individuals, that they when they're in a job share partnership, they get the support of someone who is has the same goals as them, and someone who's always got their back. And what the benefit to the employer of that is that so much problem solving occurs within that job share partnership. So where an employer might think, oh, it's going to be harder work for me to have two individuals, you know, in one job rather than just one. That's actually the research shows that it's less demanding on the employer because so much problem solving does occur with those two individuals. So
I didn't have the overlap.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe because that's what I should have done.
It is ideal to have some overlap. In terms of one of the benefits of job sharing, it's proven to have about a 30% increase in productivity. So whilst it might be that, you know, the overall headcount is 1.2, that is well and truly recovered, that extra expense of having those two individuals together in the office with some form of overlap.
So why is there a 30% uplift in productivity?
Well,
is it because they tend to work at night or something?
Well, no. Where the uplift occurs, according to research, is that when you've got someone working in the office 3 days a week and they've got 4 days doing whatever else they're wanting to do, they're coming back into the office refreshed, they're focused, they're on. You know, it's very hard to go 5 days a week solidly, so that's one benefit. Another benefit is why there's an increase in productivity is if you can imagine yourself, I know myself, when I'm not in the office, I'm always thinking about work. And those aha moments and those insights and that problem solving often occurs when you're out of the office. So these individuals are only in the office 3 days a week, but they're thinking about work and they're processing all the other times they're not in the office. But in addition, there is that collaboration and the innovation that occurs between those two individuals, which does also lead to increased productivity, as does, you know, when you're, when you feel that your employer is, giving you what you need, you are so much more loyal, you are so motivated, you are so engaged in your role. And we all know that engaged and motivated employees, they're going to work harder and they're going to be more productive. And they generate, they breed success in the business, and that increased company morale. Am I selling it to you?
Yeah. No. I'm sold. Are many companies or any companies coming to you and saying, I want to recruit for a particular role, but I'd actually like to get two people job sharing?
Absolutely. And I've got one at the moment where it's a hard to fill role. It's a really senior insights role, and this employer knows that they don't pay above market rates. So what they're looking to do is offer other benefits to their employees. So it's a hard-to-fill role, a shortage of skills, and often these, in order to get this talent, you need to pay much higher than market rates from a remuneration perspective. So this employer gets it. They get they're thinking creatively about how they can get their talent, and so they've come to me to find two individuals to do this one role.
Most of the assignments, I guess, are from people who are trying to keep existing staff?
At the moment, and I think that will change in the future, but retention is key. And there are so many different target markets for job sharing. So one of them is obviously women. How do we retain our women? How do we retain our mothers? How do we keep them continuing on their career trajectory so they get to those leadership roles? But let's look at men. There's been an 11% increase in males wanting to work part-time in the last year. It might be because they're taking on more
just
of a...
Just in the past year?
Yep, absolutely.
Who says?
I can give you the research. It was printed in The Age recently.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So an 11% increase, and often the research says these men are taking on more of a carer role because their wife is also working part-time, and, you know...
Or perhaps full-time.
Well, perhaps.
No, but
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely, you're
so
right.
So what about you? Are you working full-time?
I am working full-time hours in a flexible way.
What does that mean?
So I work in and around my family's needs.
Well, because you've got your own business.
That's it.
That's great.
That's it. Yeah. So, but also the other interesting area, and I'm looking forward to some growth here, is in baby boomers. So ABS tells us that 40% of our workforce is made up of baby boomers. So how are these guys going to transition to retirement, right? And one way for them to transition to retirement is to work 3 days a week and to find a job share partner for, you know, for the other 2.5 days or the other, you know, however they structure their job share agreement. So, right. You know, that's another potential.
And then they have to go and find golf partners for the other days.
That won't be hard, I'm sure. They can find them on the golf course if they need to. Yeah.
Great to talk to you, Andy. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
I've been talking to Andy Friedman, who's the founder of One Job, Two Minds.